So this program was inspired by Santa Barbara's deep love of writing and libraries, and you may have seen them in neighborhoods around you. But our hope is to go even bigger and encourage people to think really expansively about the experience of a tiny library and to consider, could you make a tree into a library? Could you make it into a large sort of gate or facade where there's an entrance in it? To think of the library as like art, where you can have this really cool immersive experience, but also come and get books and leave books.
All right, yeah. So an art piece that has a function, correct?
Yeah.
All right, that's
awesome.
Form
and function together.
With the prominence of ebooks and the internet, what exactly is the role of public libraries? How is it shifting, you know? How is it evolving? How has it changed
Absolutely.
In recent years?
I see, honestly, public libraries as a bastion of democracy in terms of that they provide free access to ideas and education. And our public libraries are increasingly becoming cultural centers. And I think the Santa Barbara Public Library is a gem in our community in the resources
Absolutely,
that they offer. So not only do they have books, of course, that you can check out, which I do think are really important as a way to engage with literature and also just as artifacts, but they also have a wide variety of educational programming from movies to lectures to toddler time. They have a 3D printer that the community can use and access to computers. They help people build resumes for job skills. It just, the list of the functions that the library serves, I think books and reading and ideas and literature is absolutely a core function of that, but it is so much more in them being a deep cultural resource for everyone in the community at no charge.
How exactly can listeners contribute to the project, you know, either through donating books or applying as an artist to actually build the tiny libraries?
So if people would like to submit an entry, we are accepting submissions for either it will be one artist selected or a collaborative team of artists. So we're looking to present kind of a unified vision.
Okay,
there will be a workshop at the public library on Tuesday the 12th from 4 to 5 p.m. where my staff will be on site to answer any questions people have about the installations or about the specific components of installing large-scale public artwork for a large period of time on State Street. The libraries will actually go, if you've seen the pianos on State, which is another program we work on with another group of amazing community partners.
Yeah.
They will go on the same pad that the pianos go on. So we'll talk about how we affix them to the ground, the designated art pads, the selection panel, which includes representatives from the Museum of Art, Museum of Contemporary Art, Moxie, City College, UCSB, the Arts Commission, the Public Library, the Arts Advisory Committee, which oversees a lot of the art making in the city, and just answer any questions people have. So that would be a great opportunity to learn more if people are interested in applying. And there is a $10,000 stipend that the winner would receive. And that has been supported really generously by the Santa Barbara Beautiful, Santa Barbara Public Library Foundation, and Downtown Santa Barbara. So the winner will receive $10,000 then to make that vision reality. If people aren't interested in applying or making the libraries, and that will, again, only be one group, everyone can come and put books in, take books out, keep books, leave books. And there'll also be a series of pop-up and interactive programming by the librarians on State Street for the public that they can engage in. The community is welcome to visit for and participate in throughout the run of the libraries from June to September. And we'll post that schedule online. There might be a book tour or a talk or even an art, a painting event. And they will be up and down State Street.
You know, that's great. I feel like, you know, I have so much books at home and I don't know what to do with them. And that's just, you know, you can donate them right to a little tiny library.
And you can bring them to a tiny library near you. Absolutely.